Some local healthcare workers are sounding the alarm on rising rates of workplace violence events. Experts say the COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated the risk for workers in hospitals and emergency departments. WHYY's Nicole Leonard spoke to workers at Temple University Hospital in Philadelphia about safety concerns for themselves and their patients.
Susan McNally is a registered nurse who works with dialysis patients at Temple University Hospital. She's a leader on her unit, and she says these days her job includes trying to intervene when members of her team are attacked.
We had a patient who assaulted a staff member in my unit. We pushed the panic button multiple times. No one came.
This incident happened about a month ago. The patient became angry, grabbed the nurse, shook her, and tried to hit her. Help eventually arrived, but McAnally says it was deeply upsetting.
The nurse that was assaulted in my unit is still dealing with the effects of that. So she's been a nurse for 29 years, and she just said to me on Saturday, "I can't believe that that happened to me, that I didn't see that coming."
McAnally says this kind of incident is all too common at her hospital.
There is a nurse in the ICU who had a patient who was verbally abusive all day. And then by the end of the day, he grabbed her and said something really obscene and awful to her. And when she left work, she was in tears. There was no follow-up for her, and she was assaulted.
Another nurse at Temple, Nancy Wilson, a veteran with 20 years' experience, says incidents of workplace violence have gotten worse in recent years.
It's not just randomly happening. It's not the nurse that didn't listen during the training of de-escalation. It's something that happens constantly.
Healthcare professionals were already among workers at the highest risk of getting harassed, assaulted, or threatened while on the job, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The rate of violence against these workers rose 63% between 2011 and 2018. And the COVID-19 pandemic has made things worse. Nearly a quarter of emergency physicians report that they're getting assaulted more frequently, as many as multiple times a week, according to a new national poll. Dr. Chris Kang of the American College of Emergency Physicians says it's a serious situation.
It's not only verbal threats, but it's actually real credible threats. It's not just I'm unhappy or I'm frustrated. It's I'm going to get back at you, or I'm going to go get my gun and come back and kill you, as well as the actual physical assaults.
Workers at Temple University Hospital say they're fighting to improve safety and security. More than 2,000 unionized nurses, technicians, and other professionals are currently negotiating their next 3-year contract with hospital leadership. Employees say panic buttons help. So does calling a code gray over the PA system. It signals that security is needed on a floor to help de-escalate a situation. But they say the situation is also tied to low staffing levels. Hospital workers say a lot of the aggression they experience from patients and visitors can come from a place of frustration. Here's nurse Susan McAnally again.
If there's not enough staff to take care of the sick people, then the sick people are going to get angry, agitated, and aggressive. And it can escalate quickly.
Healthcare workers hope that filling open positions and retaining current employees will help reduce the risk of assaults and harassment, and ultimately make the hospital a safer place for everyone. Union contract negotiations are ongoing, but a new agreement hasn't yet been reached. The union's current contracts expired September 30th. Workers have scheduled a strike authorization vote for October 12th. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.